it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
I had one of those moments recently where life had to stop. You know the ones, injury, sickness, death. Those moments in life which force us to reevaluate, to look differently, to pause, catch our breath, or define our priorities. Most often, we don't choose these things, yet we're faced with them as part of life's journey. And each time I myself am confronted by one of these moments, I realise a little more deeply how fragile my life is. Sure, we can bench press 100 kilos, choose not to show emotion, learn not to give a care, keep people at a distance, be in control as much as possible. These things resemble a certain type of strength. It's authentic and true strength, which is good. But if we're honest, you and I as human beings are created from the same elements that make up creation's foundations. Science tells us this. And we are equally fragile and vulnerable. Indeed, more resilient and intelligent. But our fragility is exposed when something rocks us to the core. It's exposed in how we cope, how we express our hurt, how patiently we wait, how we respond, how we use our time, how we treat others, and how we communicate with God. Strength is most authentic and effective when we can first recognise and acknowledge our weakness. St. Paul affirms this in his letters. There is no shame in owning our vulnerability, our humanness, and I believe God comes to us and meets us in a particular way in the things that happen to us, as distinct from the things we choose for ourselves. Albert Einstein states, "The significant problems we face cannot be resolved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them or experienced them." If you find yourself in a place which you did not choose and struggling to break through, in the silence of your heart, acknowledge with honesty your position of vulnerability and need for help. Ask God to meet you there. Then listen and watch attentively for God, who is mercy, to offer a way forward as he seeks to set us free.